listening to The Bill Good Show on the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here is Bill Good.
I think most people listening this morning like to travel. They like to get away. They dream of going to Mexico or the Dominican Republic or Cuba or someplace where it's warm and sunny this time of year. You go with every expectation of going and having a grand time and coming home safely. And for most of us, that's what happens. But once in a while, you see a story in the news where some tragedy happens and somebody goes away on vacation and they don't come home. And that is the story of Hadi Kwan, the Vancouver man, over the holiday period, December 28th, was swimming in the Dominican Republic, tried to help somebody who was in the water and in trouble, and unfortunately that person died, and Hadi Kwan has never been found. His brother, Hanny, is with me in studio this morning and wants to talk a little bit about what happened to his family and perhaps what did or did not happen in terms of governments coming to their aid and helping them. So, Hanny, I know this is a difficult time for you, but thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about the story and what happened to your brother.
Well, it was the day after he arrived in the Dominican, and I wasn't there myself, but his girlfriend and his very good friend and his good friend's fiance were all there vacationing with him, and he was in the water, trying to enjoy the ocean like a lot of guests want to do and take in some of the sun. And there was a man, James McDonald, an American man, who seemed to be having a lot of trouble and was drowning in the water, not too far from where my brother was swimming. So he decided that he was going to go over, and his girlfriend was in the water as well, and his girlfriend went to get help back in shore, and he tried to go over and save this man, and unfortunately he wasn't successful, and he ended up being swept away by the powerful ocean currents off the beach of that resort.
Now, he was, the American man died.
Yes, he was pulled to shore by one of the staff of the dive shop there, who I think went into the water after hearing that there was trouble. And I'm not sure when he died, if he was drowned in the water and was pulled to shore, or if he was pulled to shore and died on the beach. I'm not sure exactly, but he did die. I know that for
sure. But your brother, in the meantime, had been swept away by the
yes.
by the currents.
Yes. And
so the currents must have been pretty strong.
They were very strong. A lot of people who were there, the guests were there, as well as Hattie's friend, were saying how powerful the undertow was. And from what we learned after having spent 2 weeks there trying to search for him from locals is that the currents there are very unpredictable and very powerful and should never be underestimated.
Was Hattie a good swimmer?
I wouldn't say he was a good swimmer. He was an average swimmer, but he was very fit, and he was in good shape.
30 years old?
30 years old, yes.
Younger brother?
My younger brother,
by 2 years?
Yes.
I remember at the time you were very frustrated.
Yes.
By what? What was not happening that you felt should have been happening?
Well, the most frustrating thing is coming from Canada, if anything like this was to happen, we know that almost instantly some sort of search and rescue crew or officials would respond very quickly. And that's the opposite of what happened in the Dominican. We had very little help. We were met with obstacles and hesitance and reluctance. Also, there was a serious lack of resources. The first people that were contacted were the hotel resort staff, of course, and they were far from being effective. And I don't really think they knew what to do anyways. The Canadian embassy was contacted, and they had assured Hattie's friend that they would get right on it and that they would get back to them and that the Dominican Navy would have boats in the water and there'd be helicopters dispatched. We also contacted the U.S. Coast Guard, which, I mean, they're bound by political and legal boundaries, but at the same time, they did eventually promise to send a helicopter on the Saturday morning after Hattie disappeared, and they did, and then the helicopter searched for...
No, he disappeared on what day?
On Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. But for the most part, all efforts to try to deploy what, to us Canadians, makes a lot of sense, a search and rescue party,
yeah,
didn't happen. And so over the ensuing days...
Do they have what we call search and rescue?
They don't really. The people responsible for that are the Dominican Navy, and they really didn't deploy anyone. And it could have been because we were informed that a couple weeks prior, in the early December, there was a storm or a catastrophe there as well, so maybe the Navy was spent as far as their resources. And we have to remember it's a very poor country. But nobody was dispatched. And I even found out from locals that there's no such thing as 911 there. So these are all things that are new to us, right, as Canadians who have
something to think about, something to know about before
absolutely.
You make plans to travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to pursue this a little bit in a moment, and we will invite your calls, questions, comments, too, and perhaps some of you have had experience, whether it's the Dominican Republic or some other country where you have gone and discovered that you're not quite as safe as you would have expected to be. Hani Kwan is my guest, brother of Hattie. You're with Bill Good on the Chorus Radio Network. 604-280-9898 is my number, and we'll be back after this break.
The case of three-time failed refugee claimant Lambar Singh. This situation is a joke. For just how long is the message going to be sent that justice is applied based on the size of the mob you can organize? Hasn't anyone ever heard of obstruction of justice? It's time Lambar Singh went back home to India.
The World Today with John McComb. Weekday afternoons at 3 on CKNW News Talk 980.
Here's a message from Yonker Honda. This is the time to get your new Honda from Yonker Honda. Right now, we're offering finance rates from as low as 0.9% on some models. No payments for 90 days OAC. Plus, on the new fuel-efficient Honda Fit and Civic 5-speed manual, you're eligible for a Canadian government eco auto rebate of $1,000. See us today and take a test drive or see yonkerhonda.com. That's Yonker with a J in Surrey, centrally located on the Langley Bypass. Take the drive.
Watching what you eat at home is easy. And now making a healthy choice in BC restaurants is easy too with Health Check. The same Health Check symbol you see on grocery store products can now be found on participating restaurant menus. Restaurants like White Spot and Boston Pizza. Learn more and find participating restaurants at healthcheck.org. The Heart and Stroke Foundation's Health Check BC Dining Program, supported by the province of British Columbia, working together for a healthy BC.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. Saturdays on CKNW. Get a jump on your renovations with Shell Buzzy's Home Discovery Show, beginning Saturday mornings at 5, sponsored by the HouseSmart Referral Network. Then, make an appointment with your favorite family doctor, Saturdays at 10 on House Calls with Dr. Art Hister, sponsored by London Drugs. And log on to Get Connected with Mike Agarbow, Saturdays at 1, brought to you by Symantec Norton Internet Security and London Drugs.
Sciatica. Just the mention of it sends a shiver up the spine, and the thought of open surgery is even more daunting. Well, sit up if you can and listen to this. False Creek Surgical Center is currently assessing candidates for a non-surgical treatment for sciatica. It takes only minutes to perform, no incision is necessary, and in properly selected patients, this procedure has an 80% success rate of avoiding open surgery. Find out more at FalseCreekSurgicalCenter.com. That's FalseCreekSurgicalCenter.com.
Hello, Mr. Hubert.
Hello, Craig.
Mr. Hubert, I'm announcing my resignation.
What for?
I'm going into business for myself. I decided to become self-employed.
Well, good for you, Craig.
Thank you, sir.
And what kind of business are you going to buy? Where will you look? Will it have decent cash flow?
I'll be in my office.
Nice to have you back, Craig.
Sunbelt has been helping people buy and sell businesses for more than a quarter century. Just go to sunbeltpacific.ca and let Sunbelt help you find the right business at the right price.
Your resume's in crayon.
What's my salary going to be?
Your what?
Salary, the money I earn.
You mean salary?
Salary, what's the difference?
One goes in a salad.
Uh-oh, the perils of trying to cut corners with an expensive newspaper help wanted ad.
Which one goes in a salad?
Then there's VancouverJobShop.ca. Unlimited words to describe the job post, as many ads as you want for one low price. Even peruse resumes not written in crayon 24 hours a day.
What's on the back?
A picture I drawed of my dog. Could have been yours if you'd hired me, loser.
VancouverJobShop.ca, part of a national network in 330 local markets.
Massive Motors.
Hi, I'd like to bring my car in for an oil change.
Hold for service.
Service.
Hi, I need an oil change.
You're looking for scheduling.
Scheduling.
Hi, yes, oil change.
Let's check the computer.
Thank you for using our automated scheduler. Please state your need.
Oil change.
Is not recognized. Please hold for factory assistance.
Danke für Ihren Anruf. Wie kann ich Ihnen helfen?
You'll never need an appointment to get a fast, warranty-approved oil change at Mr. Lube. Ready for a change?
Live from Vancouver, this is The Bill Good Show. Here again is Bill Good.
Talking with Hani Kwan, brother of Hattie Kwan, a man who went missing on December 28th, swimming in the Dominican Republic, tried to save the life of an American who drowned, but his body was pulled up onto the beach in the Dominican Republic. Your brother was taken away at sea by strong currents. You know there is a very strong likelihood that he's dead. But you told me just a moment ago that you still hold out some hope that he might somehow be alive. This must make it incredibly difficult for you and your family, the fact that he's not been found dead or alive.
Yeah. This kind of situation is really difficult to deal with because we didn't come away with from the Dominican with anything. And so I can say that the family and close friends have really decided to keep the hope up and stay positive as much as we can about this. And we know the odds are stacked against him, but at the same time, he's a fighter. And it's not unlike his personality as well to show up. You know, we all kind of expect him to expect to see him soon still. So that's how we're sort of coping right now.
Mm. So no memorial, no service yet.
We are going to have a memorial celebration this Saturday. And I say it's a celebration because, like I said, we don't want to make it it's not a funeral service, that's for sure. And we want to try to keep it positive, and that's something that he would want.
Did Canada have representation in the Dominican Republic? Were you able to go to a consulate or an embassy there for anything?
They have a consulate or an embassy in Santo Domingo, the capital, not anywhere near where we were. And we were in contact, like I said, from day one with them. But they didn't send anyone down to meet with us until much later on in our time spent there. And that was just sort of a meeting to wrap up.
It's interesting. We assume so much when we go away. And, I mean, thousands of Canadians go to Mexico. And I remember being in Mexico a few years ago, and there was a death on the beach not far from where we were staying. And we were told that when the rescue people arrived there, they didn't have oxygen. They had the apparatus, but it didn't have any oxygen in it. So they weren't able to provide the help that this poor person needed and might have saved his life. So there are safety standards that we take for granted in this country that you can't take for granted in many places where Canadians travel.
Yeah, I think to make it clear for people listening, this beach had lifeguard towers, two or three of them, but no lifeguards in them. And I can't honestly say I even saw someone who looked like they were trained as a lifeguard on that beach. At best, what they had were staff of the resort, sort of one or two patrolling the beach and blowing whistles at people who were going into the water saying, hey, it's dangerous. They also have these flags that they put up different colors, and red means the waters are dangerous, don't go in. But if you don't look for that, if you don't know ahead of time, and you're going there for vacation to have a good time and to play in the water, you're going to go in the water not knowing what red flags mean. I mean, for all you know, if you're a tourist, you're thinking red flags means it's happy hour or something. I mean, what do you know? Unless you're told, and they don't tell you that.
I remember, this is an aside, but being in Greece and being ordered out of a pool because it was siesta time. But how did I know?
Yeah.
And the sign was in Greece,
yeah.
In Greek. So, I mean, you know, these are the kinds of things that you have to be careful of when you're traveling at any time. But you tell me there's no such thing as 911.
No. I spoke to locals there while we were there doing the search, and we talked to a lot of different locals. And I asked them, what happens if you're at home and, say, your brother or someone has a heart attack? Who do you call? Do you have a 911 service? And I explained how that is here in Canada, and this guy told me that, no, they don't have a 911. They have sort of a 1411, but it's an information referral line. It's not an emergency line. So I said, so then your brother just dies of a heart attack on the floor beside you? And they said, well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, they can try to call the police, but things move slowly there. And that's one thing we found, you know, painfully, is something that's normal. Things move really slow.
You're with Bill Good on the Chorus Radio Network, 604-280-9898. One woman has just called. She didn't want to go on the air, but she said she was in the Dominican Republic recently and says it is a third world country, not at all like Canada. You have to be very, very careful. It's a beautiful place with friendly people, but you have to beware. And part of what you have to be aware of is that you're not going to have the same kind of emergency services and rescue services that you tend to take for granted here.
Mm, exactly. Yeah, and it's amazing that, and myself included, that we don't know that ahead of time. And we just have this misperception that we'll go and it'll be beautiful and everything will be safe. And you know, we could bring our kids and stuff. And we also have the idea that when we go, if we do get into trouble, that the consulate or the embassy is going to be taking care of us in any emergency situation. I mean, they even have emergency 24-hour phone lines. But what emergency consular services means, I'm not entirely sure anymore, because realistically, all that the embassy could do politically and legally and so on and given the resources they have, is try to influence the local authorities to do more. But in an emergency situation, like anyone with common sense knows, the moments after the emergency are the most critical. And if you don't act, then your chances of success, you know, continue to drop drastically.
Eleanor, Dennis, please stay on the line. We'll get to your calls right after this.
Part of my day is when my dad reads me a bedtime story.
KidsCan Press, Canada's largest children's publisher, encourages you to spend time reading to and with your children on ABC Canada Family Literacy Day and every day.
Sometimes he makes faces and talks in funny voices.
Held every year on January 27th, Literacy Day promotes the importance of reading and learning as a family. A message from KidsCan Press. Visit KidsCanPress.com to find books that offer the very best in entertainment, education, and imagination.
And now the news with Dennis Strong.
Good evening. Today's headline is...
Hopefully you've got some good news for us, Dennis, because I feel great.
Excuse me, I'm trying to do the news here.
Well, hopefully you've got a story coming up about Sleep Country's huge year-end clearance sale.
Let me check my scripts.
You don't need those. I can tell you they've got fantastic clearance prices on some of the best brands, like a Simmons Queen Set with memory foam, just $732.
Look, I've got a reporter standing by with... Wait a minute. Did he just say, well, see you later. I'll be back after this. Sport.
Don't miss Sleep Country's year-end clearance sale. It's the one time each year we offer phenomenal savings on last year's models, discontinued beds, floor models, demonstrators, clearance prices on selected Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Don't miss our year-end clearance sale on now at Sleep Country. Better sleep starts here.
Ask for full details about Sleep Country's free financing at any Sleep Country location, including at the corner of 152nd Street and 100th Avenue in the same complex as TNT Supermarket.
Here's one more great way to save. Western Family Days, a celebration of high quality and low prices like this. Assorted varieties of Western Family sweet and salty granola bars, 170 to 225 grams, card price 2 for $3. Or assorted Western Family cookies, 350 grams, card price 2 for $4. Western Family Days on now. Save on foods and so much more.
If you thought that maybe we wouldn't get hit with any major storms this year, think again. It's already happened. And sure as shingles, it'll happen again. Here's Ken Mayhew of Penfolds Roofing and his rainy day pal McRae with some valuable storm-proofing advice.
Last year was a record year for wind and rain. And for emergency roof repairs at Penfolds.
Yeah, all those people who thought they could sneak through the winter with a beat-up old roof got caught. And who did they call to come to the rescue? Penfolds.
That's why it's so important to call us before it's too late.
Yeah, before your roof blows off and your bedroom's under a foot of water. Penfolds has every kind of roof for every kind of house and every kind of weather condition. They've been BC's West Coast roofing experts for 70 years. They're the best. So don't be a doorknob. Save yourself the hassle and call Penfolds today.
Yeah, please call us directly or go to our website to arrange a free online estimate. Do it now.
Call 1-877-OK-TO-ROOF or go to PenfoldsRoofing.com.
Stories in the news right now. Big city mayors call on the feds for more money for housing, and Toyota and GM are in a dead heat. You're listening to The Bill Good Show on the Chorus Radio Network.
David, what have you done to my living room?
I just installed the new TV for hockey season.
That's not a TV. It's a scoreboard, and it's hanging from my ceiling.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Subscribe to Shaw's NHL Center Ice for the ultimate hockey experience in your living room. Call 310-SHAW today and order half the season for only $169.
The Bill Good Show on CKNW
is brought to you by Able Auctions, Reno Auctions, Saturday in Coquitlam, hardwood flooring, laminate flooring, and the contents of a bailiff-seized furniture store. Visit ableauctions.ca.
Live from Vancouver, this is The Bill Good Show. Here again is Bill Good.
Talking with Annie Kwan, brother of Hattie Kwan, the Vancouver man who went missing on December 28th in the Dominican Republic, trying to help an American who was in trouble in the water, who subsequently drowned and was body was found and recovered. Hattie Kwan has not been, and he has not been found, despite the best efforts of Hattie Kwan and the frustrated efforts of Hattie Kwan and the family, as they were failing to get much help from officials in the Dominican Republic, difficult getting the Dominican Republic Navy involved. 604-280-9898. Eleanor, good morning.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear about your guest brother. It's not only third world countries, though. We like to snorkel, and we've been to many beaches in the world. And about 15 years ago in Maui, there were red flags up. We saw a man go into the surf, and he didn't come out. And we went to the lifeguards there, and they said, sorry, red flags up. We don't risk our lives for that. And we ran to the desk in the lobby, and they just ignored us. They said, just like, oh, another one. And no one did anything. We were absolutely, totally shocked. But it taught us a lesson. You're on your own for something like that.
Honey?
Thanks for calling in. And that's one of the things that I think that we want to get out as far as messages is that this thing is so tragic because it's 100% preventable. If people really know what red flags mean and they're really informed about the dangers of waters when they go to places like Maui or the Dominican Republic or Mexico, then and they take it seriously enough, then they won't go in the water. I mean, I know from what I've learned, I mean, I'll be looking for flags like that. I'll be talking to resorts that I go to and asking them, what are your safety standards? What do you do if I'm stuck in the water? And I think people really need to know that. It's amazing that we don't know that.
Dennis.
Hi there. First of all, just would like to say I'm sorry for your loss. It's a terrible situation for sure.
Thank you.
I wanted to just make a comment that I stayed with my family at a Punta Cana resort in the Dominican last year, and they made quite an effort to tell us about the water and about the dangers of it and the fact that there would be people watching, but not all the time. You wouldn't always be watched over in the water. I'm just surprised that nothing was mentioned in your resort. Was it an all-inclusive environment, or
what was the name of the resort that you stayed at?
Grand Bahia Grand Principe.
Uh-huh. The resort that my brother was staying at was called the Secrets Excellence Punta Cana. I think it's run by the Excellence Group of Resorts, and it's great that you stayed at a resort that actually informed you about these kinds of things. What is missing is that there's no industry standard, and I think that needs to be across the board in all places in the Caribbean and anywhere where there's beaches.
Gary.
Yeah, hi. I think most of my questions have been answered. I wanted to know about the resort, whether the resort was any help. But you've answered that. I did have a very similar experience where in Playa del Carmen, a fellow, an American, was caught in an undertow and was yelling for help. And I had just been caught in the same one and managed to get out. But nobody else was around, so I had to go out and get that guy and bring him in. There's nobody around to help.
Well, I think what this does is hopefully warns people of the dangers they can be in and tells them certainly that if there's a red flag on the beach, don't go in the water.
Yeah, that's certainly been explained to me at every resort that I've been to, though, and I've been, you know, a dozen times.
Appreciate it. All the best to you and your family, and I thank you for being here and at least sharing your story and experience.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
More on the Robert Latimer case when we come back.
Frank here with an important message for businesses looking for an affordable way to keep teams productive on the go. Right now, buy one BlackBerry smartphone from Bell and get four more free.
Four more for free? Is this right?
Plus, you can all share one data plan, which means email for them and savings for you.
Seriously, this is great.
Buy one BlackBerry smartphone from Bell, get four more free. All on the fastest and largest network across North America. Call 1-866-BELL-BIZ or visit a Bell store. Conditions apply.
Mary is stuck in the 90s. While the rest of the world has moved along, she can still be heard saying things like,
talk to the hand!
Or better yet,
I'm so impressed. Not.
And even,
excuse me?
You know, it could be why Mary's such a big fan of Boston Pizza.
Totally.
Especially on Pasta Tuesdays, where you can get